The Tree Bobs Save Christmas by Declan Harney. Narrated by Lindsay Abbott. The magical forest of the Tree Bobs and Fairies was sparkling with snow and frost. All around the forest, everyone was busy and excited, making things and cooking and baking. Why? Because it was nearly Christmas. Everywhere you went in the forest, mistletoe and holly was being hung up, parties were being arranged, stockings hung up by chimneys, and trees decorated. The Tree Bobs and Fairies had covered their magic sycamore tree, now known as the Tree Bob Tree, with lots of pretty decorations. The fairies had also lit their own fairy lights, so the Tree Bob Tree looked like the biggest Christmas tree that anyone had ever seen. Two of the fairies, Bindweed Bell and Foxglove Philip, were helping the Tree Bobs, Bluebell and Jazz, hang a heavy garland covered in baubles from a branch of the tree. When one of the baubles fell off, a very grumpy voice was heard below.
What's this? Who's throwing things at me? Who would dare?
They all looked down to see that it was Rotten Rena, the wicked witch, holding the bauble that had just fallen.
Oh no,
whispered Bindweed Bell.
It would have to be her. Come out,
she bellowed.
Come on, or else I'll do me very worst.
We are sorry, Rena, said Bindweed Bell, looking out at her from a branch. We didn't mean to drop the bauble. It was an accident.
Oh, was it?
Said Rotten Rena, who was really making all of this fuss just for the sake of being nasty, as she was jealous of all the fun and excitement that was going on around her.
And what do you think you're doing putting up nasty glass balls on trees to begin with?
Because it's Christmas, Rena, explained Blossom Belinda.
Well, of course, Rotten Rena knew it was Christmas, but again, just to spoil things, she pretended not to know.
Is what?
Asked Rotten Rena.
Christmas, you say?
Yes,
said the Tree Bobs and Fairies all together, dearly wishing that Rotten Rena would just go away.
Oh, I see,
she sneered.
And I suppose that you all will be expecting Father Christmas to pay a visit.
Yes,
said Bluebell excitedly,
with all his lovely reindeer.
Really?
Said Rotten Rena in a very sly way indeed.
Well, I'll look forward to that. Oh, yeah.
And then, with an evil cackle, said,
I'll look forward to that very much indeed.
Without saying another word, she marched off, leaving Tree Bobs and Fairies alike wondering what she was up to. Well, as it happened, they didn't have to wait long to find out, because 2 days later, it was Christmas Eve, and the first stop for Father Christmas was always the magical forest, from where he would set out across the world, delivering his presents. Sure enough, at 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve, the great sleigh of Father Christmas was seen high in the sky, pulled by all the reindeers. It appeared out of the clouds and circled before landing in the forest, sleigh bells ringing out as it did so. There was great excitement as Tree Bobs, fairies, goblins, squirrels and many other creatures rushed to meet him and gather around his sleigh.
Now. Calm down, everyone. It's good to see all of you again, and there are presents for everyone aboard.
Sure enough, while Father Christmas was handing out presents from his magic sack, Rotten Rena appeared, holding her wand. Although she had pretended a few days ago to not really be interested in Christmas, she appeared to have had a slight change of heart, and had replaced her usual bat earrings with a pair of Christmas pudding earrings.